The United States Marine Corps has banned public displays of the Confederate flag on Marine installations. That includes naval vessels, government vehicles, and individual offices and storage spaces. Steve Walsh is here to tell us more. He's an American Homefront Project reporter based at KPBS in San Diego. Welcome back, Steve.
Hi, Frank.
Now, the timing here suggests that the Marine Corps made the decision after weeks of protest against police brutality and systemic racism. But in fact, this has been in the works for a while, this decision, right?
Right. The Commandant of the Marine Corps made this announcement on Twitter back in February. Then he issued a letter in April saying that the Confederate flag has the power to inflame feelings of the division, which has no place in the Marine Corps. And then most recently, he came out with an actual guidance on like how this should be implemented. So, yeah, it's been in the works for a while.
Are these tell us about what this order covers. I mean, are there Confederate flags kind of flying as part of the base, you know, sort of the official insignias of the base? Or are we talking about privately owned insignias that may be on private stuff?
Right. So the Marine Corps doesn't have the issue that the Army does, quite frankly, where you have 10 Army bases named after Confederate generals, including Fort Bragg right there in North Carolina. So this is covering, in many ways, displays in barracks, clothing, personal items, bumper stickers, things like that.
And what about when this goes into effect? Do we know kind of when it's supposed to?
It goes into effect right now. Now, of course, even though the Marines have had this has been going on with them for a while, the Navy then followed suit this week after the Marines announced saying that they will ban the Confederate flag memorials as well. There is an issue there that the USS Chancellorsville has the Confederate battle flag as part of its display on its website. It's named after the Confederate battle. Not that the Navy gets out of this completely. The carrier, USS John C. Stennis, is named after the Mississippi senator who opposed Brown versus the Board of Education and the Voting Rights Act of 1964. He was an ardent segregationist. So this goes well beyond just an issue of one symbol.
Well, let's talk about this announcement about from the Marine Corps. What makes this announcement so significant?
Well, I talked to several Marines over the last several days on this, and they say that this allows, if nothing else, a conversation. You know, it's the Marine Corps. In many ways, they've been kind of they've lagged on issues of race, and most recently, the inclusion of women in combat roles. So this is a chance for the Marine Corps to really get out on front on this. I will tell you, this is not something that was been happening just in the 70s and the 80s, but I'm talking to recently separated Marines, you know, who have just left the Corps, and they see images of the Confederacy at bases all around the world. And because the Marines are the organization they are, it can be very hard to start that conversation. This gives them an opportunity to just be able to handle this in one fell swoop.
Do you get a sense of, I think you started to point to it and whether these symbols have been on the rise. I did see a survey lately, very recently, that showed more military people who are in the military saying they're seeing greater signs or more people in the military seeing signs of white supremacy and this sort of thing within the military.
This is true. Military Times puts out an annual survey which indicates that one in four service members has seen evidence of white supremacy in the ranks. So this is not a relic, some sort of relic of history or just sort of a symbol of issues gone by. This is something that Marines are seeing to this very day.
How exactly is this order going to be enforced?
That's the question here. So, you know, is this symbol, is just the symbolic of something, or is this something that really is going to touch off a real conversation? So I've reached out to bases here in San Diego. When the original order came out, they said they're waiting for the guidance from the commandant. Now that it has come out, I'm getting sort of conflicting comments from the bases. Some of them saying that MPs can stop people if they see these bumper stickers on their car on base and turn them into their command. And Camp Pendleton is saying that it's up to each Marine to police each other on this. So we're still going to have to look going forward as to like how seriously the Marines will take this total ban on the Confederate symbols.
All right, Steve, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Frank.
Steve Walsh is a reporter with the American Homefront Project based at KPBS in San Diego.